Rechve Gemalim, people that ride camels, Rechve Gemalim, are Asurim Lecha B'Truma. If he's a Kayin, even though he's a Kayin, he's not Lari Truma. Rashi says because people that ride camels, they usually don't use a saddle, and therefore, Breyim Eschanim in the Bosra Gomel, at the body, they touch the camel, they meet to the camel like, and that'll cause them to be mighty Zera. So sometimes they don't even feel, they don't even realize it. Like Tayyip speaks out, even though usually Sheikh Bezerra comes out, the body feels it. But here it could be, since he was like riding the camel, he didn't realize it. So the Vecheska to say that the Tomei, therefore they should not eat your Truma. Tani Nam Yochim, we don't like this also. Tani Nam Yochim, that Reich Ve'Gemal, the people that ride camels, Kulam Rishoyim, they're all called Rishoyim. And it means like this Prat Yomer, that they have a Lacha like the Moitzi Zerra, like their Tomei. Hasvanim, people that ride ships, Hasvanim, is Kulam Tzadikim. They're all called tzaddikim, people that are going ships. So Rashi explains, because they have to go through a makom sakana, and therefore the heart is lavin shebashran, they have more bitachon in Hashem. So the svanim, the shipping people, they have more, they're kulam tzaddikim. Hachamorim, people that ride donkeys, mehem rishon, mehem tzaddikim. Some of them are tzaddikim, some of them are rishoyim. So what's the difference? Ikad yami, some say hodim makif, hodolim makif. If they have a saddle on the donkey, then it's okay. Since the saddle is like hard, therefore the Eber doesn't touch the meat of the donkey, so it won't become hard, they won't be Moshe Zera, then they're called okay. But the people that ride donkeys without a saddle, so there the body like there touches the chamor, they'll be Moshe Zera, so therefore they're called Rishoyim. Vikudami something is like this. Again, the Shalas by chamor, people that ride donkeys. Sikudiyam Rishom say, Ho de metaratin, ho de loy metaratin. The Tach Rashi says, Yerech mikan, Yerech mikan, Vyever mechamim. If they ride the donkey like you ride a horse, one leg on one side, one leg on the other side, that's called Rishoyim. Then their body is mechamim there, and they'll be Mesh there maybe. The one that says they're tzaddikim, they ride a donkey like a lady, Rashi says, means both feet are on one side. Therefore, we're not afraid, they're Mesh Zerah, therefore it's okay. Rabbi Shua ben Levi layit aman degani yaprakit. He like cursed, in other words, hold, it wasn't a nice thing, he gave a curse to someone that would sleep on his back. If his body's face is facing upwards, that's not right. So he gave like a curse. So Rashi has two pshat, and one pshat is to genai that maybe be in his kash in the middle of his sleep, his aver will become big and it'll be uncovered there. Or else Rashi says that his hands then will make covering his aver there and it'll come mischamim or cause him to have zera. Or else Tyson and Gilgan brings down also that she heard over Kishamati that when somebody sleeps on his back, that makes the mischan, that makes the backbone like a little hot, mischan mashedro, or mach mezeh yiskasher eifer, make the eifer hard, and it'll come with a carry. So kids say, Kirsh, you're not supposed to sleep on your back. But any, it's not that way the Gemara asks, Ivomer Rabbi Yosef, Prakton Layikra Krishma. Somebody that's lying on his back should not say Krishma. So mashma, Kriyashma, Hudulaikum, it's only wrong to say Kriyashma that way. It's not covered like to say to daven to Hashem that way. If you want to go to sleep that way, Mashma, it's okay. You can go to sleep on your back. Someone says, no, it could be like this. Linyan Migna, if you're going to sleep without saying Kriyashma, just I'm lying down. Kimatsli Shapidom, if you tilt yourself on the side a little bit, that's okay. It's only Gnai, it's only not nice to be completely on your back. But a little bit on the side, it's okay. Linyan Kriyashma, though, Kimatsli Yasalin Kriyashma, if you just tilt yourself on the side a little bit, that's no good. Benachami, if you go completely on the side, it'd be alright. Just a little bit on the side, that's not nice, even for Kriyashma. But I, for Rav Yechonon Matzli, because Rav Yechonon himself, we used to say Kriyashma, used to be like just a little bit tilted to the side, not completely. So, for instance, the Shani Rav Yechonon, the Baal Bos Revi, is very thick, very fat. So therefore Rashi says, but since he was so fat, Mustafa Nebshagel, it's hard for him to be on the side. So therefore for him it was okay to be a little bit on the side. Like for him, it was like being completely on the side. Because that's the way it is, that to lie completely on your back, that's not right at all. But if you're a little bit on the side, then already it's okay to lie that way. Just not covered to say Krishna that way. But if you're completely on your side, then it's okay even to say Krishna. Now the Mishnah says, Derech Benoit Yisrael, that's Misham Shesh B'Shnei Eidim. like before, right after they have tashmish, live with the husband, they check themselves with two cloths. What does that mean, two? Echod loy, when the husband's supposed to wipe his avery afterwards to see if there's any dam on it. The yechod loy, and then she's supposed to make a bedikah right after. So Rashi says, means lekaneich lechatash, to wipe himself right after tashmish. So this mistam was bizman de noy tyrus, to have to make sure they didn't see dam, that they could still touch tyrus, of yosik and tyrus. Fiat snuyus. Snuyus means an isha to tzadek, it's like it's snuyo. Misak no shlish, they used to prepare for themselves a third aid. Lisakin esabayis, that they made a bdika before they lived with the husband, to make sure they're Torah for the husband. So Rashi learns the kloima, lived as lifnei tashmish. Olach natzmu labayla. As Rashi says, really, all ladies are supposed to do this. We had the Mishnah before. Before she goes to have Tashmash, she has to be Vedic herself. So why does it say the word Snuyas here? So we had the Gemara before. Snuyas just means that the Snuyas, that the aid that they used to wipe themselves before one Tashmash, they did not use for a second time. They use a different cloth every time. That was a Snuyas. But really, every lady has to make this Vedika before Tashmash and Liyacha Tashmash. Now, what's the halacha about these Vedikas? Nimsa al shaloi, if after Tashmash he wipes himself the bottle and finds this dam on him, so then Tameim, he's Tamei, because if he has dam on his Zeva, for sure it came from his wife, so he's living with a Nida. Therefore he becomes Tamei, and Chayovim Korban, he has to bring a Korban Chattis. So he did a Bishayge, he has a Chit to bring a Korban Chattis. Nimsa al shaloi, let's say it was found on Habedika, because he wiped himself, he didn't find anything. But we found it on her bedika. So it depends. Oisiyam. If she makes the bedika miyad right away, right after Bia, then we say for sure she had this done before Bishas Tashmish. And then Tameim, that both of them are Tameh, even the Baal, and the Baal has a lach like a boil nida that he's Tameh for 7 days. He's not the same lach like a nida. For Chayotun the Korban, he has to go to the Korban Achatis. What's going to be Nimtza Shalom Liyachazman? Let's say they find it on her bedika, but she first made the bedika a little bit later. Rashi says it means li'achar oisiyam, the next shear, right after, right away. Then temeyim misafik, locher is temeyim misafik. Rashi says temeyim misafik, misafik shneim shiva yamim. Even the Baal is temeyim for 7 days. Because it's a safik whether she was a nida then or not. Omir Rashi says, tuma safik, ulitle sablil israel. This tuma that we say, that tamil amafreyam, or the Baal's tummy, it's only a sophitika tumma. So if he touches truma, we would not have to burn the truma. It's just she can't eat it. That's called chayovim bekorbim in the nimtzar shlo, so liyachazman, so tinei misophik. Upturim in a korbim, it says the potim in a korbim. Ruah teshal, they should have a chiv to being a korbim noshim toli, because it's a sophik aveira. So the Gemara later is going to speak about it. Our Tana holds that you only chayav noshim toli where you have huchsak isura. It's one out of two pieces. Here it's only one beer, something what it was, Sawatano departed from the Korban Oshim. But really there should have been a Chiyav Oshim Toli here, because Oshim Toli, because it's a suffix whether you did the Aver or not, whether you live with a Nidir or not. Now, a Zehu Achazman, what's called Achazman? So the Mishnah says, the Poshna means, what's called this Achazman that you have a suffix in Tumma on you, even on the Baal, that Kadesh Eterid Minan Mita, the time it takes her to go off the bed, for the tiach paner and wipe herself on the bottom, like she has paner shalamata. Now, let's say she sees the yachakach. Let's say, what she says, kolaymar shosu yosim ikshira zeh. Achar achar was there. If she waited a little bit longer, then that's called achar achar. That's called like a third shear. Then the locher is mitama miyes liyes. That's all. She makes the bedika then, so there's no like sofik tumim midiraisa. It's only the regular tumma midrabbanan of meis leis, which means Rashi says tyrus, that any tyrus she touched before this is tamei. And Rashi also says the yodim, the maga tumma teref. Any person that she touched the last 24 hours, or the fact she lived with the husband will be like a tumma teref, just like he touched the nida. It's only a dindirabbanan, like any eighth meis. Yeah. So, if she made the bedika first, la'acha that's man, then she's only tummy. If she found herself to be tummy, so the Baal is not tummy midiraisa. It's only this tumma, the eighth lace goes back to my friend 24 hours, but the Baal has a tumma like a maga need, like a touch the needle, he's tummy for 1 day. But the yena mitam is boila. even though they lived together before, the Baal does not have a loch like he was boiled in Ida, and he's not tummy for 7 days, just for one day. Rabbi Akiva says, no, af mitam es boila. The Kivol, this din of meis leis, this chumim with Rabbonin, the Rabbonin been made it mamish like she was in Ida the last 24 hours. And therefore, if she lived with the husband during the last 24 hours, the husband also is tummy now for 7 days. He has a loch like a boil nido that midrabbonim he'll be tummy for the next 7 days. Now, moedim chomlu Rabbi Kiva, chomlu greets Rabbi Kiva though, that peroya kesim, in the case where Nisha sees the kesim, shemetam is boila. When she finds the kesim, the blood spot on her begodim, so here we do not know when it came. There's no reason to say it came now more than before. So here's the biggest topic, maybe it came before. So even though Ksalim is only midrabbonim, a kopon with the rabbanon there, we say that the Baal is also tame. If the Baal lived with his wife like the night before, and she finds the kesem the next day, so within 24 hours, or the kesem could be even till the last time she checked the clothing, so that's more like a tumah vade with the rabbanon. And with the rabbanon, it would be tameh boiler, so he would be tame for 7 days. Now the Gemara says, the nechush, why shouldn't I be afraid? Dilma dama cholasu. Maybe this dam was the blood of an ant, or a kina, Rashi says, lice. Rashi says, v'amai t'meyim v'ad elisuf tuma. As Chayat Korbin, v'ad elevi sefer l'kla shumah l'hovi yoshim toli, v'loi chatez dilma dama cholasu, shoysa boysa mokim bisho, kisho boyol nidbak boy. Like, even though he checks himself, and he finds dam on himself, what does the Mishnah say, like he's v'ad etami? And he's Chayat Korbin chatez, maybe that dam was a dam from an ant that was there, or a lice that was there. So it should only be a suffix tumma. It shouldn't be a vade tumma. He shouldn't have to bring a korban chatis, only a korban oshim toli. Someone says no. Omer Rab Zera, oise mokim bodik waits on the chalas. That mok, the mokim of an isha there, the mokim erva there, is bodik means for sure there are no ants there, there are no lice there. So therefore, if you find dam there, for sure it came from a body. He could be arming something like this, that the docho kuwaits the macholis, meaning to say the place is closed there, tight there, so the macholis can't get in there. So they could be around there, just they don't go in there. Rashi says, so that means ein macholis shecholis the koroshom, the macholis can't get in there. But it could be there around the outside, just they can't get in the inside. So that's why we're not afraid now, if you she made a bdik and found dam on the inside, we do not say that that dam came from the macholis, but rather came from her. So versus my benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? My benayu, but now the difference is like this: ikke benayu, the ishtakach macholus ritzufa, that they found this macholus, they found this kina, this lice, squashed on his eva, let's say. So Rashi says ritzufa muucha al eid, or it was squashed on the eid on the shmata that they checked themselves with. Rochug miadam saf, a little bit away from the dam. So lishna says the bodik, it says what? That mokum is bodik, no ants are around there. So kiv in the kindle, the rabbonim, the ain't shomachos, there's no ants there. Vade dam the gufa, sure that dam came from a body. Shrei eid hoye bodik before this. And therefore, it did not come from the macholis. But according to Lishtin, it says it's dochuk, means they don't get in there. Then Rashi says it could have a suffix over here. Because maybe that macholis was around there. And now, when they made a bedika, or else, Rashi says, "Omitoich shedocha kumucha hashamish b'shas tashmish." Could be that b'shas he made the bedika, b'shas he made tashmish, that he pushed the lice inside there, and therefore that what caused the lice to be crushed there, and therefore later when she makes the bedika and finds the macholus on the bedika, will have to be afraid. Maybe it, the dam came from the macholus. That's not gemina. If you say there are no macholus there, so then for sure we'd say it's hadam. If you say just the holes don't get in there, say by tashmish, we have to be afraid maybe the aid, maybe the tashmish brought it in there. So that'll be enough kamina. The yishtakach macholos ritzufa. So more zalach mishnah the yama bodiku homiyamosi. For sure then, this macholos came from someplace else. And therefore the dam they find on the bedika was from her. But lachmish, according to the other lashon, it says the yama dochaku, that no, it's just squashed, it doesn't get in there. Ema, shamish rotzi, you have to be afraid, no, the b'shas tashmish, maybe that's what caused the macholus to get squashed in there. So then it would be a suffix, a tumah, not a vade tumah. Itma, we're not like this. What can it be, bodko, be'ed, ha'bodiklo? She made a b'dika, no, after tashmish, and this bedika was on a cloth that she checked out before the bedika. She knew for sure it was clean. But afterwards, she made the bedika, and then v'tochsa birecha, she took the shmata, like, and she put it on her thigh, she banged her thigh with it, and she put it down. She didn't look at it right there at night time. Well, the mocha, the next day, when she looks at the, so Shalom Rashi learns, she looks at the mokum of a thigh, or the mocha motza le'adam, she finds some dam now on a yerech, Rashi learns. So Shalom, do we say that the dam now came from the cloth, from the bedika that she's tumming? Or do we say, no, maybe now she's not tumming, maybe the dam came, the chveis, from someplace else, not from her? Zmar says, Omar Rav, Rav learns, Tumei Anida. Rav learns, yes, it's Avadei Tumei Anida. Avadei, we say this, the dam came from her, that went on to the bedika, and then when she touched her body with the bedika, the dam went on to her body from the bedika. Says Tumei Anida. But on the case now, where she lost the shmata, she lost the bedika. She can't check it. But since she finds dam on her thigh, that's like Avadei Tumei. That's what Rav learns. Omalei Rav Simi Bachiyam, Vochashesha Samarta Lo. Now you yourself once told us, but it's only be a chash, a suffix, if the dam came from her. Maybe it came from someplace else. But Vaisas Rav was crazy though. They weren't eating on Yuslan like this. Rama Shmuel Shmuel says, Tmei Anida, no, it's a Vade Tum here. So we don't have a reason to say the dam came from any place else, rather from the Bedika. And the Chay Murim Bey Medrash, they taught us in the base Medrash like this, that Tmei Anida, Lachur, she's Tmei Anida. If we learn like this, what's going to be, both could be aid, Shaina Bodik Lo. Let's say they made a bdika botka b'eid, shein a bodik lo. She made a bdika with a cloth that she did not check it out before she made the bdika. She wasn't sure, maybe the cloth had blood on it beforehand. But she made a bdika, and then v'nichta l'kufsa. She put it in her drawer, and she didn't look at it at night time. Well, the next day when she opened up the drawer and looked at it, motzal of dam, she found some dam on the shmata. The question, what's the locha? Do we set it down for sure from her? Or do we say, no, maybe after she made the bedik in a drawer, maybe there some dam came on it. We don't know. Roshik Dabba Sofik, maybe the dam was there on the shmata before the bedika. So you don't know? Samura says, Om Rabbi Yossi Grace says like this, that Kol Yom of Shem Rabbi Chiyah, all the lifetime of Rabbi Chiyah, Timei, he said it was Tomei, Poshu Demash Mavade Tomei, Olyeis Ziknosai Tiyah, but when he got older, then Rabbi Chiyah, held it was tor, no, it's too much of a suffix here, would rather leave a becheskas tyra that she's tor. Ibodo, a question like this. Hechikom, what do you mean to say? Kol yom of tim mishun nida, that's a tome vadai, he thought to say, that we have no place else to say the dam came from, or say it came from her. Olyein ziknosa, when he came older though, tia mishun nida, all he meant to say was, she's not vadai tummy anymore. But the tim mishun kesim, but there would be a suffix he could tumma, the grashi says the bottom rashi koimar, Tumma Sophic the Tolan could be a Sophic Niraisa, but it would be a Sophic the Katumma the Odimu be Tolan. Vitimim Mishrim Kesim, Oidilma maybe no, Oidilma maybe Kol Yomov, Timim Mishrim Kesim, all his life he meant to say it's only a Sophic the Katumma. Only Yasek Nosen, it became Moldo, Tier, Ivaloy Klum, he said no, in such a case was say, believe in the Cheska Tyra. Since the Shemata was not checked out beforehand, so it's possible that it was dam on the shmata before, and also he didn't look at it right away. He first looked at it the next day. So there's too many sveikas here. So therefore, we'll leave it the cheskas tyra to say she's still tor. That's the shadow. What did he mean to say? So most of Toshima coming here. The tiny will learn like this. Bodko b'yei chain the bodkla. She checked herself with the shmata that wasn't checked out before. V'hi nachtoi b'kufsa, and she put it away in a drawer. Well, the next day, Motzal of Dam, she found Dam on it. So Rabbi Yemi Rabbi says, Tumei Mishum Nida. Rabbi yells, Yitami Mishum Nida. That's Rabbi Shita. Poshas Mashmet, Tumas Badai. Rabbi Chiyu Rama Tumei Mishum Kesa. This is Rabbi Chiyu talking. Rabbi Chiyu says what? It's a Sofati Katuma. So he has to know when did Rabbi Chiyu say this, when he was young or when he was old. But here he says clearly, there's a Tumas Kesa on it, it's a Sofati Katuma. Now,